Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Hope you've had a wonderful week and that you have felt God's presence with you this week. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Ours was quiet, but I so enjoyed it. It was a rainy day, and I fixed us a nice meal, and we sat and watched Christmas movies the rest of the afternoon while it rained, and it was very comfortable and cozy. It was refreshing. Anyhow, it's been a beautiful day here. The fall color right now is so pretty. Just the trees. It's like we've had some years we'd have a cold snap and within a week all the leaves would be gone. You'd have just a few days. But this year, even though we've had a couple of freezes already, it's like the leaves have held on, and right now everything is just so beautiful. I've so enjoyed, even as I've just been out running errands, because we live in the country, even just going to town, I drive by some really pretty scenery. Been out running around and doing things and just loving seeing the trees and just all the colors that God has done. Excuse me. But anyhow, it's been a good day. It's been a good day. But I don't have anything in particular on my heart tonight, but I did want to just share some things. Sometimes just heads up of just being aware of what's going on around us, being aware of the strategies of the enemy. I noticed today, and I've noticed it before, that sometimes on Mondays when I'm going to be doing a program that evening, I've caught this before, that at times it'd be like the enemy would try to bring things my way that would be upsetting or aggravating, you know, just pick, you know, just anything that would kind of rock your boat or distract you is more the case, just distract you or get your thoughts somewhere else. Because I really try on Mondays to just have a relaxing, quiet day and be able to talk to the Lord and to be prepared for the meeting, you know, for this meeting at night and to not get too busy, not get too distracted or anything like that. And anyhow, I had noticed before, it seemed like on Mondays, that many times there would be something come along where the enemy would try to just harass some. But today was interesting. Of course, that's the whole thing, is we learn how to identify the enemy. And, we, you know, he doesn't have any new plans. He kind of, if he tries something and it works a time or two, then he goes back and he tries that again. But we get to where we recognize the strategies of the enemy and things he's trying to do. And it's laughable many times. But anyhow, this morning, I was on Facebook for a little while, and there is an evangelist that has been in this area a few times. I've known him for 4 or 5 years. He only comes in this area about once a year. But he's an artist. He's a painter. And honestly, I don't know this 100%, but I think that he was an artist before he was ever an evangelist. You know, he doesn't have a church. He doesn't have a ministry team, anything like that. He just goes around when he has invitations and does some meetings here and there, you know, very low key in that sense. But anyhow, he is an artist and he's a good one. I like his paintings. I have a couple of his paintings in my home. And, you know, he doesn't try to sell them at his meetings as, you know, you buy this painting, you're going to have my anointing in your home or anything like that. He just, you know, he paints, and if you like one of them, you're certainly available. You're welcome to buy one. But anyhow, he had put some of his paintings that he had recently painted on his Facebook page. He has a personal page, a ministry page and a personal page. And he had one he had done of a blue jay that had some little green leaves, you know, some green limbs and stuff behind it. And as we should be moving into our house or getting ready to move into the new house, I'm going to say probably more like 3 weeks maybe began to. So I'm, you know, I've got quite a few decorations and paintings and things, you know, pictures. I've got quite a bit of stuff to do a house. But anyhow, when I saw that, I thought, oh, goodness, that would be so pretty in my guest bathroom, because I was wanting to decorate with blues and greens in that room, you know, towels and whatnot. And the house is fairly neutral colors, so, you know, a little pop of color here and there would be pretty. So anyhow, when I saw this painting, I had no idea how big it was, you know, whether it was a big painting or a little small painting or whatever. So I just asked on his page, I said, what size is this? I would love to have this in my bathroom. And he didn't immediately respond, but some lady from Pennsylvania or something, she saw my inquiry, and she says, the bathroom, why there? And I said, well, because I want to decorate in blue and green. anyhow, she went on to say, oh, you need to search your heart and see the brilliance of this painting and the anointing that's on it and not put it in a potty room. And, you know, you can buy a cheap painting from a box store for that. And anyhow, this big religious rigmarole. And I'll have to say, religious spirits can just be some of the most irritating. Anyhow, my initial response was, that's ridiculous. But I just said, you know, ma'am, my, you know, the presence of God is in my whole home, and it's in my bathroom too. The bathroom is not a lesser room than any other place, and besides which, most guests that come to your home, if they're in your home for any length of time, more people would see it in the bathroom than they would, say, in my bedroom or something like that. Anyhow, it was one of those things like, really? For me, because I'm thinking, honey, if God wasn't offended by David dancing naked in the street, worshiping God, he's certainly not going, it's not going to knock him off his throne. If I hang a bird picture in my bathroom, that was painted by someone that just happens to preach. So anyhow, she made a couple other comments, and then I was like, oh, okay, it's Monday. I get this. Right. So anyhow, I deleted my original comment because her comments were undermined. And so when I deleted my original comment, that deleted that whole little thread. And I thought, let me just remove this, one, out of respect to the fellow, the guy, the painter. And secondly, you know, the word says where there is strife, there's ever evil work, and not to give any opportunity for anyone else to chime in on something is, ridiculous as that was. So anyhow, it was interesting, but it's like, you know what? The enemy will try to pull things from time to time, you know, and I've seen it happen with other people that if he can rock your boat in any way or just, you know, get under your skin when you've got meetings coming up, you've got special things going on, and it doesn't even have to be church related, but you do see it in church related things quite a lot. That we recognize, particularly to be aware of cycles, that if we see kind of a cycle going, you know, kind of just ears up, okay, maybe this is the enemy just trying to harass like he does, because the word says he goes about as a roaring lion, devouring, you know, seeking whom he may devour. Well, if we're savvy to his little schemes and things like that, then we just go, okay, it's just him, blow it off, and we move on. But anyhow, afterwards, it was no big deal. And I did get the information I needed, and yes, I am getting the little painting, getting him to paint another one that's a smaller one to put in my bathroom, because I think it'll be really pretty with my, you know, with the green and blue tiles and stuff. But at any rate, I got out and just rode my horse today. It was fun, and did some grocery shopping, and then just enjoyed God's creation. I'm just so awed by God's creation. And I want to read a scripture. You know, we should be able to always just see the majesty of God in his creation. It says in Psalms 8, it said, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings, that you care for them? And then I skip down to the bottom of that verse. It says, O Lord, how excellent is your name, and is thy name in all the earth. God's majesty is so huge, just mind-boggling sometimes at how wonderful and how big and how wonderful that God is. Yeah, I got out this afternoon, and I love to take pictures. I just love to take pictures, you know, particularly send me pictures on. Took my cell phone with me. I didn't take my big camera. Took my cell phone with me, and just rode around kind of around the property a little bit and took pictures of the leaves and the trees and one of the ponds and some of the cows. And one picture was so cool because I looked and there was a tree, an oak tree, and it had beautiful gold leaves on it. And as I focused on the the top of the tree and those leaves, I realized that in the background of that in the sky, you could see, even though it was daylight, you could see a part of the moon in the distance. It was illuminated just enough that you could see the moon in the distance. And I thought, God, how awesome you are that you thought of every little thing. You know, the word says there's a season for everything. I actually have that scripture hanging in our master bathroom here. But I'm so thankful for all of the seasons and all of God's creation. And, you know, it brings relaxation. It brings just that feeling of peace and well-being, knowing that there's a God in heaven that's always watching over us, that's all that sees our every step and our every move. It just brings joy to my heart, and I hope it does to yours. You know, I know I've heard some of you others, some of the rest of y'all talk about how much you enjoy nature and creation. And sometimes just getting away from the hustle and bustle of life, and particularly if you still work and you're in town and all the things that are going on, it can be such a breath of fresh air just to get out and enjoy what God has created in the nature, and to take the time to really look, and really see. You know, I've had friends that they would, you know, when I drive up and down the road now, I gawk and I look and I try to see everything. You know, I do watch the road, but I try to see everything and not miss anything. And I've had friends before that would be like, you know, I'm just watching that strap to get to the next point, you know, pedal to the metal, boom. And God didn't make me like that. But I just recommend, if your heart has been anxious, if you have had things on your mind that have just weighed you down, to get out and just enjoy the beauty of the Lord. You know, really take the time to soak in what God has done, all of the care that he took with creation. I'm always amazed at people that don't really believe in creation, that believe it more in evolution and the Big Bang Theory and all of that, how they could see all of the intricate details that God put into place and yet not believe. To believe that all of that could be just happenstance. It would take more faith, to me, to believe that you could have a big explosion and everything fall right in place, and to believe that there's a God in heaven that knows the beginning from the end, that knows every hair on your head, that could put the sun at just the right distance, and all the waters in the earth, and all of the different animals and birds, that all of the things that he did, and the way he gave them their nature. You know, it's amazing how the animals, how they know how to fly south in the winter, and all just all of the different parts of their nature, their instinct that is there. It's amazing to me. Anyhow, I hope you guys have the opportunity to get out and just enjoy what God has made. I know this is not really a sermon per se. Like I said, I didn't have anything special on my heart. The little episode this morning, I did recognize it. It's like, okay. I say religious spirits, we've all, or at least the ones of us that were raised in church, I was raised in church, but the ones of us that were raised in church and raised around things that maybe many of us have had religious ideas and have been caught up in religion things that had no part of God. And I was. I was raised in Assembly of God Church. And I remember, God is so awesome how he does, but I remember even as a child, now the one I was raised in, most of the people, they didn't wear makeup and they didn't believe in wearing jeans and shorts and all of that. My mother was not that way. Mom wore makeup, not a much, but a little, and she believed in cutting your hair. And I promise you, I wore jeans and I wore shorts too. I didn't wear shorts out and, you know, up in the middle of town, and certainly not up to my panties and that sort of thing. I do believe in being modest. But even as a child, I knew in my heart that if something was wrong, that Holy Spirit would convict me, that he would let me know if something needed to be different. You know, and in my way of thinking, I always thought, you know what, it would be more obscene to wear a dress riding a horse than it would be to put on a pair of blue jeans. So things had to make sense, you know, and God gave us a brain, you know, that where there are some things that are not hard to figure out, but he will lead us, he'll guide you in those things. And I think for all of us that we're learning how to step away from some of the religious thinking that was passed down for years. And we realize now how harmful it can be and what a bondage it can be. And brings stress. I mean, all of the rules of a lot of the things that the condemnations and things like that that went with some of that stuff, you know, could just be crippling to different ones. You know, I've watched it even as a child. You know, people that their hearts would lead them another way, but the teaching they had would condemn them, and they would just feel lesser than, feel like a failure, when really it wasn't God at all. So let God lead you. Let God guide you. You know, we use some common sense too, but you know, the word is our guide. The Word is our guide, and Holy Spirit teaches us and guides us and shows us, you know, he will convict our hearts if there's something we need to do different. Like I said, when I went back this morning and I just shut that down, you know, just kept my mouth shut from there on and just deleted that thread, I immediately felt like a joy of the Lord hit my heart, rather than getting in a tit-for-tat conversation with this lady that I have no idea who she was. That could have gone on and on and could have gotten other people involved and all this stuff. And you can even get into that trying to reason, you know, trying to explain yourself and that kind of stuff, by and large, is a waste of time, in my opinion. Particularly when you realize that it's like, okay, this is the enemy just trying to bring in the distraction, trying to bring about contention that's useless and worthless. You know, even the Word tells us, when it comes to like the Word, that controversies over the Word and things like that are evil and they come to nothing. Just to leave that kind of stuff alone. So anyhow, even in that, like I said, when I hit the delete button on that original comment, I felt an immediate joy of the Lord hit my heart of that was the right thing to do. And so Holy Spirit leads us like that. He will lead you and guide you. And you'll feel that release many times when it's like, okay, this is right. Or you'll feel the peace of God. This was kind of maybe just a wandering around little message. Don't know what to call a message. It's really just a sharing from my heart. So, but anyhow, I hope you guys that, you know, it talks about in Philippians 4, you know, about casting down imaginations and to thinking on good things. That if you have things that are heavy on your heart and if you get caught up in the mind battles of conversations or anything else that disturbs your peace, that you too will get out and just worship God and just enjoy his presence. Take you a drive in the country, get your favorite coffee, whatever the case, and just enjoy the creation of the Lord and let him speak to you and let him comfort your heart and just immerse yourself in loving on him. That does definitely please God. All right, let's play a song, and I've got some more numbers to write down. I was going to say, I know there's three or four of you that don't have your hand up. And Julia May, I don't know if you realize it or not, because you always call in early and put your hand up, but your hand is not up tonight. There you go. Oh, no, that was somebody else. Okay. So anyhow, if you're wanting prayer, be sure and put your hand up. I'll say that to everyone. Anyone, if you're wanting prayer, be sure that your hand is up. When you click one on your phone, it will say you are now in the queue. You are now in the host queue. If your hand is not up, then I assume that you're not wanting prayer or not wanting to talk with me. So anyhow, just a reminder, if you do want prayer, you do want to talk to me, be sure and click one on your phone. This was a fun little song I ran across today. It's a Lauren Daigle, but it's called Losing My Religion.
Behind a masquerade, no more performing out of fear. I'm trying to keep my conscience clear. It all seems so insincere. I traded all to meet you here.
Thank you tonight for each and every one. And Father, I just speak a blessing over them. Lord, I ask that you open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. Lord, that our ears would be attuned to you only. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing deliverance, bringing healing, bringing emotional healing. Lord, for bringing abundance in all things. Lord, your word says you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. And Lord, I receive that for myself too. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. My first caller here is
828-989.
Well, hello,
Miss Jeannie. Hi, girl. How are you tonight?
Oh, my goodness. I am positively radiant.
I bet you are.
I don't know if I could be anymore, really. But
that's awesome. Yeah. So what all's going on with you? Anything you're wanting to share?
God is just, he's just been doing some inner healing and just kind of bringing me back around to things he's shown me in the past, you know, kind of full circle, but it's like thinking in my spirit and just this unshakable confidence in him and where he's taking me in the future, you know, just try not to focus on anything, you know, the past trauma and that. It's like he's just wiping it away.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, I remember seeing that before in the past, you know, in weeks past that God was going to be doing that. That's awesome. Well, praise God. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. And Lord, I thank you for the laughter returning to her life. Jennifer, I can see you just face up to heaven, twirling and laughing just before the Lord, just pure joy, but laughing, laughter coming into your life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're a God that brings completion. You're a God of wholeness. You're a God that leaves nothing undone. You're a God of more than we can ask or think. And Lord, I thank you, Father, how you have delighted in Jennifer, Lord, and how it has pleased you to see the growth. It's pleased you to see the healing and to bring the healing, Lord. And Lord, how wonderful the thankfulness there. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for answering her prayers, Lord, things that concern her children. And Jennifer, I particularly see like the joy and laughter over things that involve your kids, maybe even things that would surprise you, but that God moving mightily in your children and things happening in their lives that, as you would say, just tickle you pink, seeing things going on in their lives and changes in their lives and just God's faithfulness in their lives, and it just bringing tremendous joy to your life, you know, and get to see you like proclaiming, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything he doesn't do? You know, God's bringing healing and wonderful things into your own life, but I also see God very much, the Spirit of God stirring around your children and God doing some powerful things there. Yeah, and doing some wonderful works there. So, Lord, I just thank you for Jennifer. Lord, I thank you for answering her prayers and being a delight to her heart, Lord. And I, you know, it seems like for weeks that I have seen you, like, standing in the snow, like in a beautiful dress, standing in the snow on a mountaintop. And I don't know what all that represents. I don't know if that's a literal thing or I don't know if it's more of a spiritual thing. But it's like I continue to see you like standing. And it's beautiful. You know, it's not like someone stuck in the snow. It's beautiful. Like the snow glistening and standing in the snow. And you have on a beautiful dress and just like on a mountaintop in the snow. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in Jennifer's life and in the life of her family and loved ones. Lord, your compassion, your faithfulness, and, Lord, your completion, that you're a God of completion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
Receive
God.
That. Praise God. Greg and I were actually talking about laughter this morning. I told him I want to live, love, and laugh. So,
me too.
Yeah. That's my heart, and I feel that. I feel like that's happening. And my children, yeah, that would just bring the most joy to my heart, just seeing them fare well in life, it, you know, abundantly. And yeah, some things are going on now, like some big changes in their lives. And instead of worrying about it, I just have this confidence that God's going to take care of it all. So mm-hmm. that really warmed my heart.
I remember sensing even last week, like the Spirit of the Lord hovering around your children, and like just almost like a whirlwind of the Lord around your, and not a bad one, but you know, like just the wind of the mm-hmm. Lord surrounding and circling around your kids. So I know God is hearing your prayers, and God's doing something there. He's doing something for sure.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Now that makes me happy to hear that.
Yes, yes. Well, is there anything in particular you're wanting to share, or anything in particular you're wanting prayer about?
No, I'm just in a really good place, and I'll just let you move on to those that need more prayer tonight.
Okay.
So I'm just tickled I got to talk to you and just give God glory.
God is good. Oh, I always enjoy talking to you too, hon. I always love it when I see your number pop up there, and you and Greg both are always so faithful. Just typically the first ones on there, that when I log onto the program, you're typically already there. So, and Julia May, those two, many times Julia May is already there when I log onto the program. So, well, God bless you guys. Mm-hmm. And, I love
God
y'all.
God bless you too.
You have a beautiful week, baby.
Thank you.
I love you
too.
Hon. All right. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Hi,
502-548. What's up,
Jeannie? Hey, Greg. How are you tonight?
How are you?
I'm good.
I am peachy.
Peachy?
I am peachy.
All right. Well, that just sounds perfect. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. And Father, I thank you that Lord, he's your chosen man. Lord, he is your chosen man. And Lord, God has just been so busy. I just sense, Lord, that God's been, he's been dealing, I'm hearing it this way, dealing with intricate details. Now, I'm not hearing what all that has to do with. You've shared some things, that have been going on in your life. But that's the way I'm hearing those words, dealing with intricate details, that God has been very intimately and closely involved in your life in the last months, possibly even the last years, but really in the last months. And God's really been shaping things up for you and redirecting things. God's been, and I'm hearing shaking things up. Too. I'm hearing that as well. He's been shaking some things up, but it's shaking up in a good way. Things don't always look good when they're in the process of being reformed. When they're in the process of the shaking, it doesn't always look good, but the end product is wonderful and beautiful, and God knows what he's doing. But I do see you. I see you driving. I see you driving. Possible some of these long drives you do, but I see you driving in your vehicle, and I see in the quietness of your heart and just the relaxation of when you're just in your vehicle by yourself, I see God speaking to you and you hearing his voice, because sometimes we've just got to get away from the turmoil or the, get mm-hmm. away from everybody else, get away from everything that's going on, get away from job, the ringing phones, whatever else is going on. But I see as you're driving, and maybe particularly when you're doing some of the long drives to see Jennifer or whatever, but as you're driving and just relaxing and getting your mind quiet, I see God speaking to you in a way that you're gonna, that you hear him easily, that just making himself known to you. Anyhow, I just see God speaking to you as you're driving and you hearing him, knowing you're hearing him, in that quiet alone time, in that quiet time in your vehicle. So, Father, I thank you for that. God has done that with me a lot. There's been many times that I've gotten, I love riding around. I do, getting out in the country and riding. But there's been many times that I needed that, just get in the truck and go ride, which I drive a dually, but get out and just ride with no one else with me out in the country and just talk to God and listen to God. You know, and sometimes even share what's on my heart. But many times it's so much easier if we get away from, you know, I know for me personally, like if I'm here at the house, it's so easy as a woman to say, okay, I need to clean this and I need to wash that. And oh, wait a minute, I need to go tend to that. And it's no different for men. You know, if we're in that familiar place, whether it's at work, whether it's home, that our minds can constantly be working on what needs to be done. Something else I need to do. Oh, I need to call this. I need to do that. And sometimes that just getting away and just relaxing our minds and just talking to the Lord and, you know, get out there away from the traffic where we're not in the middle of a bunch of traffic having to watch, that we can just relax, that God speaks. But I just see you in the vehicle and I see God talking to you. So thank you, Father, for that. And Lord, I just bless Greg. Lord, I bless his time. Lord, I bless his relationships. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a real rest, not only to his body, but a real rest to his mind, Lord. I sense that you have a bit of a busy mind. I just sense that you have a bit of a busy mind that's at times is going 100 miles an hour and thinking of 50 things at once. But God helping you to really quiet your mind at times, because we all need that. We all need those times of quietness where we just relax and let God speak. So, Father, I just thank you for that. And I bless Greg in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I still have a lot of drives. Even, you know, not when I, look, tomorrow, my 3 hours to my first stop.
Okay.
So, and it's weird because there's a meme that I saw that said, if I talk to you when I'm driving, that you're cutting into my music time, and if I'm talking to you, then that means you're special. And that was, you know, yeah, well, that was my time with cars driving all the time, and it was always music, but I drive in quiet a lot, a whole lot, and listen to either teaching or sometimes worship. But I have been silent in my car more than I can't remember. But, you know, it's God time. And sometimes my mind goes a million different ways. But, you know, trying to take advantage and listen to some audiobooks sometimes. And then, excuse me, when I have areas of decent cell phone coverage and Jennifer's not busy, it gives us time to talk. But, you know, whatever you saw, you said, you know, the God's intricate details. It could be work. It could be some of the stuff that he's working out with me and Jennifer. But I know for a fact she was at the church service a little over a month ago, and they had prayer, and she stood and prayed specifically for me. And really weird because, like, it was a Sunday morning. I woke up that Sunday morning and I felt different. And this was before she ever prayed. And from that time until church and we got to talk again, there was a real big difference that God had done something. So, yeah, I mean, and I believe he's in the intricate details of, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Certainly the stuff that I've seen happen in my job, and then just the almost 11 months now with Jennifer, and it's been amazing. It's one of those times where you just sit back and you kind of glance back at the last few months, and you're like, and I can do that over the last several years as well, but it's like to look back at that and not give God credit and think that he wasn't involved. And I don't use this word often, but you'd have to be a fool.
Right.
And just, if you could look at that and say, well, that's just life. That just happens. It's not God. It's only God, but God.
Absolutely.
But I wouldn't be with Jennifer except for him, you know? There's no way. I mean, I know that for a fact.
Well, that's like the story I told last week, you know, when I met my husband. I mean, absolutely,
yeah.
God from start to finish. God is,
yeah,
amazing,
absolutely,
what he does, you know, and he knows so much better than we do, you know, what's right,
yeah,
for us and what's good for us.
Absolutely. But, yeah, no, it's interesting to watch it unfold, and he gave me a tremendous, tremendous godly partner that I could not have asked for, couldn't have asked for better, wouldn't have known to ask for better.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I'm so happy for you, too.
Yeah, and we'll let you know as soon as we get a date. We're still praying about that. Join us in prayer on that one. We would love to know.
I do. Actually, I do pray for you guys.
We're both chomping at the bit now.
Yeah. No, I do pray for even here at the House of Times. I pray that God will give you all exactly the timing on that and that you will know.
Yeah.
And have peace about,
yeah,
it.
Amen. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, other than that, we're great. We love you. We love checking in every week when we can. And hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
I appreciate it. I enjoy talking to you guys, too. I haven't heard from Ashley lately. I hope she's good.
Oh, she's going nonstop. She's working. She's involved in a program with some kids, and she spends a lot of time doing that, so, and school. So, yeah, she is she's nonstop. She's a hustler, never stops. So, but,
she's,
yeah, that
sweetie.
Would probably be why. She,
yeah,
is.
She's,
she
a
absolutely
sweetie.
Is.
I can always sense her heart. She's got such a beautiful heart on her. All right.
Just like,
well,
the mom.
Yeah, absolutely. Has a lot of the same anointing there.
Yeah, both.
Well, all right. Y'all have a beautiful week.
Thank
I
you.
So enjoy talking to you, and I always enjoy just hearing your stories and the victories that God's doing. All right.
Amen.
You have a blessed week.
See ya.
Uh-huh.
You too.
Good night. Let me get a little drink right quick. All right. 804-218. How is Miss Angie tonight? 804-218. Angie, do you have me on mute? Okay, well, I'll come back to you. Maybe she had to step away from the phone for a minute. Hi, 817-386. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Okay, I'm wondering if I've lost my sound. Are you still able to hear me, Jennifer?
Oh, you sound great, Jeannie. You sound great.
Okay. The next two numbers, no one answered. So, all right, let me go back and try again. All right, 817-386. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Kay, Texas.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Kay, and good to hear from you.
Thank you. Yes. So, I don't know. Like, sometimes I overheard you talking to the other person about, you know, just quieting your mind. And I know,
mm-hmm,
I am praying and believing and really asking God to really help me with the quieting of the mind, because I get so busy doing so much. So it's been a little struggle just to shut everybody out and just to say, you know what, no, now is going to be my time. I got to take some time out for myself, because I've been having this one, I don't know if it's a trial, I don't know if it's adversity, but just been having this one thing, and it'll be good for a while, then it'll come back up, and then it'll be good for a while, and I'm like, okay, I got it's something I got to get out of this.
Yeah.
It's something that's going on. Lord, help me open my eyes. Help me to see what I need to see, because this little mountain, I don't want to keep going over it. I don't want to be like the children of Israel. I'm, you know, going around for 40 years, you know, in the same place. And this. So I just said, okay, Lord, just whatever it is, just open my eyes and help me to see.
Yeah. Well, I will, you know, as I said earlier, sometimes something that's occupying our minds, sometimes it can be God trying to get something in. Sometimes it's actually the enemy harassing us or just trying to keep our mind tied up, trying to keep us in turmoil. So, and sometimes it can be soul ties to things. But let's pray about it. Father, I thank you for Kay. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are with her and Lord, that you are directing her steps. And Lord, that she is not alone in any way. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, Father, that you are the Prince of Peace. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. And Lord, Lord, your word tells us that peace is, the Holy Spirit is our guide, and he guides us through peace. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you'll give clarification to Kay, Lord, that if this is really more of a harassment, or maybe sometimes we get our mind will get tied to something, can get tied to a person, can get tied to a conversation, can get tied to a situation that we've been involved in, that it can almost be like a soul tie in a sense, that it keeps trying to draw us back to that. I mean, I have dealt with that myself before, people maybe I was friends with, and then things start to, you know, to go sour or whatever, or that connection begin to be dissolved. And there for a while, like your mind will go back to them. You know, you get up in the mornings and you'll think about them, or it's just like your mind will continue to go back to that because that's kind of what you were accustomed to, and maybe even somewhat of a soul tie to a person. And it really takes learning to just keep redirecting our mind. And I know with like the enemy can get us sometimes in our effort to take our mind somewhere else, we can get so focused on what we're trying to not think about. I know that sounds strange, but we've become so focused of I'm not going to think about that. I'm going to think about something else. And it actually, the focus of it causes us to think that way more. And so it's really a process of learning how to just kick things out of our thoughts. Easier said than done, absolutely. We begin to literally focus on other things. And if there's something that the Lord is wanting to bring up and wanting to change, you'll feel it. You'll feel it in your gut. You'll feel it in your spirit of, okay, you know, I feel not necessarily a troubling, but I feel a drawing to this in the sense of God, are you wanting to do something different here? Are you wanting to show me something? But things occupying our mind, it's not always because it's God. I mean, sometimes it is because our minds have been there. There's an attachment there. There's a connection there. And we're just needing to continue to, as the word says, throw down vain imaginations, that we just completely keep capturing those thoughts and redirecting our minds. So it's, like I said, it is a process, and it can be a difficult process in learning to do that. And even after you learn to do it, then sometimes you'll have to press through turning loose and some of it, because it can involve our heart in the sense of, like, if there's a connection with our heart there. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Kay, and Lord, directing her thoughts, Lord, bringing healing to her mind, bringing healing. Lord, if there has been any traumas there, if there has been any hurts or wounds there, Father, that you will help her, Lord, that those things just begin to wash off of her, Lord, that you would wash those things away. But Lord, if there's something that you're wanting her to deal with, something you're wanting her to see, Lord, that she'll not have to struggle through that, but Lord, that you will show her, that you will convict her heart in the sense of that she'll feel the drawing of Holy Spirit and have the understanding and hear God's voice, Lord, that she'll hear your voice about directing that. But Lord, I just speak a peace to Kay's mind. I speak a peace to her mind. And Lord, that you teach her, Lord, even how to just redirect her mind onto you, because nothing brings more peace. So, you know, he whose mind is stayed upon the Lord will have peace, because he trusts him. You will keep it perfect peace, those whose mind is set upon the Lord, because they trust you. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing that peace, Lord, to her mind, and bringing even a healing and to her mind. And, Lord, giving peace to Kay's heart. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just, Lord, even bringing new vision to her, bringing new perspective to her. Lord, a whole new way of looking at things. And, Lord, that when she sleeps at night, Lord, that she'll be able to lay down and sleep in peace, that her mind will relax, Lord, that she'll not lay there and toss and turn because her mind's going 100 miles an hour and keeps her awake. But, Lord, that she'll be able to lay down and have sweet sleep and sweet dreams. And, Lord, that she'll wake up feeling rested, that even in the night, that she'll feel rested, Lord, that her mind will feel rested. Because our body can rest, but if our mind's going 1,000 miles an hour all the time, it steals our rest. So, Lord, I just speak a peace over Kay and a rest over Kay. And, Lord, the joys of the Lord is ahead. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Lord, I speak the joys of the Lord over Kay. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome, son. All right. Was there anything else in particular that you were wanting prayer about, sweetie?
No, not right now, no. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You are more than welcome. Well, you have a blessed week.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, let me go back up here and try 804. 804-218.
This is Angie from Virginia. Hi.
Hey, girl, there you are. I tried you a while ago, but I guess you had stepped away from the phone, but that's all right. I got you now.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Angie. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that, Lord, that she has been tried by fire. Lord, Angie has been tried by fire through life. And, Lord, she has come out victorious because, God, you've been with her. Lord, that you have held her hand. You have held her up, Lord. But, Lord, that Angie has called upon you. And, Lord, when the enemy has tried to steal her joy, Lord, that you have strengthened her joy. And, Lord, that she has kept her laughter. Lord, she has kept a song in her heart. And, Lord, she has seen your faithfulness over and over. And, Lord, it has put a strength in her back. It has put a strength in Angie's backbone, Lord, because she has seen your faithfulness. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the declaration in Angie's voice. Lord, the declaration of God's faithfulness, the declaration of testimony from her. Lord, the declaration of God's goodness. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the boldness that you've given Angie. Lord, that she's one that is not, she is not ashamed to decree the name of God. She's not ashamed to tell what God has done in her life. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for moving in her life, for moving in the life of her family, her loved ones. Lord, that you hear her prayers. Lord, that you answer her prayers. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for even being a light. It's funny, Angie, I see like a you know, how you'd see those old-timey candle holders with a light on it, you know, with a candle burning. And it's like I see you holding that one of those old-timey candle holders with a candle on it burning. You know, and I'm reminded of that scripture said that we don't put our, you know, we don't put our light under a bushel, but we let it shine. And that's, I believe it's what the Lord is saying is like you have let your light shine. And God has kept your light going. He has kept your flame burning. But I just... you know, you don't see those this day and time, but it's like I see you holding this beautiful little little candle holder with the light burning. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for providing for Angie, Lord, and for bringing a comfort and a settledness to her heart. Lord, I thank you for putting the words in her mouth, Lord, that as she comforts others, as she even brings counsel to others, Lord, as she, I just see you speaking to others and bringing comfort to them. I see you like counseling with them, praying with them. I just particularly see you like trying to bring comfort to others that are in your life. Just talking to them about the Lord and just, you know, encouraging them to keep going and keep pressing and keep pushing and keep trusting God, that you just encouraging them with the same encouragement that God has given you. So, Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So is there anything in particular tonight, hon, that you were wanting prayer about or anything you want to share tonight?
I know. I was just calling in to get prayer and just to fellowship a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Well,
I'm glad my candle's got fire on it. It's terrible to walk around with a candle without the fire burning.
Yeah, it would be. That's not much light, is it?
At least it might not be a light bulb, but it's burning.
Yep. You're letting your light shine, hon. You're not putting it under a bushel, for sure. That's awesome. Well, anything on your heart that you're just wanting to testimony or anything like that you want to share?
No, I'll just let you move on to the other folks, and I'm sure there's quite a line wanting to talk and wanting to get a prayer. So,
all right. Well, you have a blessed week, sweetie, and thank
you
for holding.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for.
All right, 504-282. Is this Nicole?
This is she.
Right, how are you?
Hi,
tonight?
How are you?
I'm good. Good. Is there anything on your heart tonight you were wanting to share?
Yes. just feeling probably just overwhelmed right now.
Overwhelmed. It's funny, when before you ever said it, I knew what you were fixing to say for some reason.
Yes.
I could hear you. Yeah, before you said it, I could hear your words before you said it. That's interesting. So, okay.
Yes. So, yeah.
Right. Well, let's just pray for you, sweetie. Father,
okay,
I thank you for
you.
Nicole. Lord, I thank you, Father, for just the peace of God in, just wrapping around her, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that when at times that we can't see the ends coming together, we can't see how we make the ends meet, Lord, that you are her all-sufficiency. And, Lord, I just speak a rest over her heart, a rest over her body. Lord, a rest over her mind. And Lord, I just speak a peace over her household, Lord, that her home, that the Spirit of God, Lord, would just hover over her home and bring a quietness of spirit to her home, Lord, bring a peace to her home. And Lord, I just speak a well-being. Lord, I speak you know, as they would say in Scripture, they asked the one lady that actually her child had died and had asked her, said, you know, is it well? And she said, it is well. It is well with my soul. That even sometimes when there's a lot of things going on around us, that God puts that rest in our heart and that confidence in our heart that we know, that he's going to take care of everything, that even in the midst of turmoil or in the midst of things going on, that we can say, it is well with my soul. It is well. And it's well because God loves us and because he's with us and he's working in the here and now, and he's working behind the scenes as well that we don't know. And Father, I just speak, it just seems like I just sense that somebody's needing physical healing. Lord, I just speak healing, Lord, over that household. Lord, just that the Spirit of God and just that the streams of God's healing, Lord, just flow through that home and flow through family members and loved ones, Lord. Lord, where that there might be turmoil, Lord, that there be peace. Lord, where that there might be strife, that there be love. Lord, because your word says that love conquers all. Love never fails, and the love of God never fails. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just helping Nicole, Lord, for being her all sufficiency. As the word says, that we have all sufficiency in all things. Lord, that you bring a resurgence of strength to her body so that she has like a refreshing, God. Lord, that she'll not feel like she's being pulled in 97 different directions at once. That she'll not feel exhausted just from even knowing, because mental exhaustion can make us physically exhausted. You know, we can be so busy we're physically exhausted. But worry and concern and being busy in our mind, it will make you physically exhausted too or physically tired. So, Lord, I just speak a refreshing to Nicole's body, a sweet sleep to her. Lord, that if she sleeps 4 hours, it feels like 8. If she sleeps 6 hours, it feels like 12. Lord, have given her double for her trouble in that sense, Lord. And, Father, just thank you for providing for all of her needs. For all of the family's needs. Lord, and that she knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that she can lean upon you. Lord, that we cannot fix things in our own strength. There's some things we just cannot fix. But God can. And God does. And Lord, that you help us to know and to prioritize that. God lets us to know sometimes the things that we need to just turn loose of, you know, and just not concern ourselves with and just let God take care of it. God has done that with me many, many times, son. Things that I thought because I even had a prophetic lady tell me one time, she said, you have this big fix-it button and you just want to fix everything. You know, and in one sense, it's like, well, that seems like a good thing to want to get answers and to try to fix things so that everything runs smoothly. But, you know, honestly, God just doesn't let us do that very much. Mm-hmm. Much as our hearts may be to see things be fixed and to be healed and to be whole, God always reminds us that he is the healer and he is the fixer and he's the one that does it. So when God really worked in my life and helped me to turn loose of that fix it button and say, you know what, God, I'm not in control. Lord, you are. And sometimes our desire to fix things can actually almost be a desire to control things, even though it might seem like a good thing. And God really dealt with me in that. It was like, you know, a lot of those things were his business and not really mine and not really for me to take on. So, Lord, I just thank you for Nicole. And, Lord, I speak a blessing over her. And, Lord, I just speak a peace and a quiet to her heart. And Lord, that she prosper in all the things that you have for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. I needed to hear that, especially that part of letting go and letting God take control of the fix it button. That was for me. I mean, the whole message was for me. I just feel at peace even already. Just, you know, I just feel the anointing on the power of your voice. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, hon. Well, you have a blessed week then, sweetie, and I'm so glad I got to talk to you tonight.
I am too. God bless you. Have a great, wonderful week.
You too, hon. Good night.
Get another drink.
Hi, 3-3-4-5, let's see, 3-3-4-5-9-0, I believe this is Jayla.
Yes, it is.
How you, hon?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Well, let's pray for you tonight. Father, I thank you for Jayla. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is a light. She is a light. She is a light. She is a light to her world, Lord, to the world that you have her in. She is a light for you. And, you know, when I heard it like light to the world, and I knew it was light to your world, that God is using you for light to your world. And he wants to turn that beam up some. God is wanting to increase the beam and increase the light. And God, it's like I sense, Jayla, the Lord wanting to reassure you. Like, I just sense like the Lord reassuring you that he's with you and that he's leading you and that that he has you on course, that he is not going to mislead you. He's not going to let you be misled. As long as you keep your eyes upon him and keep inquiring of him. And I just sense God's great love for you, hon. Great love. I see the Lord particularly leading you where your relationships, and that may just be friendships, but I see the Lord really directing you where you have, where your connections are. Because, you know, a lot of people, when you say relationships, they immediately think of like a boyfriend, a husband, you know, they think of like intimate relationships, and really any, I mean, it can be business relationships, friend relationships, anything like that is a relationship. But I see the sense the Lord really, really talking to you about the relationships in your life, or those that are connections in your life, and God really work giving you wisdom in those things. I mean, the Lord will direct our steps. He'll talk to us about, you know, and really direct in our heart the places that he will have us disconnect completely. Sometimes he'll have us just pull away some, so that maybe someone, people that we have had too much faith in, or too much trust in, or too much talked to them too much, confided in them too much, that the Lord will have us like pull back from that. That doesn't necessarily mean completely break contact with them. But the Lord will have us at times pull back how much information maybe that we're giving people, or how much we're confiding in them. But I just sense, you know, I don't have anything specific, but I just sense the Lord really, really working in your wisdom, giving you more wisdom, and the Lord talking to your heart where relationships are concerned in your life. Really as a protection to you. You know, and that's when God does that, it typically is for protection in us. I know in my own case, I've always been a very open person. I've always been a very kind of where the rubber meets the road, and I've always been a very trusting person. And you may be too, I sense you probably are. Because people that have a pure heart, people that have a clean heart, tend to be more trusting, you know. So, you know, I've always said, you know, people that are criminals, they think like criminals. People that are untrustworthy, they think untrustworthy. You know, those are usually, someone that's untrustworthy is usually the very person that'll be skeptical of everyone else. So, you know, when we have a heart that's pure and a heart that loves, then many times, then we, you know, we may assume that others are that way too, because we don't think like that. When you have a pure heart, then you think pure thoughts. But I just sense the Lord really talking to you and giving you wisdom about the connections that are in your life, and it may not be necessarily anyone in particular right now. I'm just, you know, that's a life lesson that you carry your whole life. It may or may not be anything that you're going to use right this second, but that kind of wisdom is a wisdom that you will have for your entire life that will help you in God really to give you a discernment of who you can connect with on a deeper level and who you need to maybe keep at a shallower level, and others maybe I need to not connect there at all. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Jayla. And, Lord, I thank you for the wisdom of God. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the joy of the Lord. And, Lord, for a lightness of heart. Lord, that maybe a tendency to worry at times, Lord, that you just, as she puts her trust in you, God, and that you bring a new joy, but that lighter feeling, that feeling of just, I don't really have a care in the world because I'm trusting God. I'm trusting Jesus and he's with me. And that feeling, you hear people say, oh, I'm just a worry wart. Well, we don't ever want to say that. But that, sometimes that tendency to want to be overly concerned or overthink things. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just washing through Jayla's heart and her mind that she'll not overthink things, but Lord, that she'll just rest in your love and in your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, that was very timely.
Well, praise God. God knows us. Well, sweetie, is there anything you're wanting to share tonight or anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
No, not tonight. I really appreciate what you prayed over me. Like I said, it was very, very timely. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. You're most welcome. All right. Well, you have a blessed week, sweetie, and I'm glad I got to talk with you.
Thank you, and same to you.
Uh-huh. Good night. Hi, 910-709. How is Miss Sylvia tonight?
Hi, how are you, Jenny?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. How are you?
I'm making it.
So have you gotten through your classes yet, or?
Yeah, I'm like Nicole. I'm overwhelmed. Everything's coming to an end and everything's meeting up together, and it seems like a volcano pretty much,
yeah.
You know.
Okay,
and
then.
I stayed up to 2:30 in the morning and I'm still not finished and a lot more to go. So this afternoon, I just decided to just lay it down because the 2:30 sort of like beat me up in my body. So
right.
I lay down to rest my mind, you know, and then I'll start back tomorrow. But it's a little, you know, overwhelming.
Is it kind of like the time of like finals and things like that coming up, I guess, because kind of the end of a semester or something?
Yes, they're really not. I had one that was actually a paper, and that was overwhelming. And the paper came back, and it was like a rough draft. And then on top of that, I had like 7 things to submit before December 11th, and 7 things in one class, and 6 things in another class. So, I have never seen it before. I've been to college, but this is a whole nother animal. So it's like so much, you know, to get done. So I really made up my mind, even if I have to stay up late, you know, everything's running together.
Yeah. Yeah, when you get all that stuff kind of coming to completion, I can see that. Well, I don't envy you that. I had Lord, many years as I've been out of school, I wouldn't begin to know where to start. So, well, let's pray for you, girl.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right, Father,
I
thank
like
you.
I'm in some...
That you're what?
No, go ahead.
All right. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have enabled her. Lord, you have equipped her, and Lord, I thank you, Father, that she is able to meet the challenge. But Father, I speak a peace over her, and Lord, a peace over her mind. But Father, I speak a strength to her body, Lord, that she's able to like recoup, Lord, that when she sleeps and when she rests, Lord, that her body is just refreshed and Lord, energy just surges through her body, Lord, that she is able to get up feeling well rested, Lord, and able to meet the challenge. But Lord, I thank you, Father, that nothing is wasted in your world. Nothing is wasted in the kingdom of God. And Lord, that there are things that you have in mind for Sylvia, Lord, that she's never even entertained, that she's never even thought about at this point in life. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, that her faithfulness and her willingness, Lord, to obey, Lord, as your word says, if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. And Lord, I just speak the good of the land, the harvest of the good of the land over Sylvia. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she has flexed her spiritual muscles. Lord, she has flexed her mind muscles in this. And Lord, I just thank you for giving her a rest to her spirit, Lord, and for being able to separate the details. Lord, that as all of these things kind of compiling in at once, it can just seem like a jumbled mess at times trying to get it all together. But, Lord, that she'll be able to not only prioritize, Lord, but she'll be able to, I just see things being put in order, Sylvia, like when you have a big jumble of papers or wires or whatever, that things being put in order, anything, just an order. So, Father, I just speak an orderly anointing, Lord, like things coming in order for Sylvia. You know, just like when we're hunting things, you know, if I get to hunting some paperwork and stuff is all just stuck here and there and yonder, it's just a mess to try to find anything. But as we get everything put in order so that, okay, this goes here and this goes there, and then when we go to hunt something, then it's like, you know, I can go right to it. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for you stepping in and helping Sylvia, Lord, to put things in order, Lord, so that she doesn't feel overwhelmed and so that she is able to have just recall of what she needs, that she's able to complete these things, Lord, that there would be a systematic way of doing it, Lord, a systematic way of walking through this, Lord, that she can get to the end and Lord, breathe that big, deep breath, that sigh of relief that, okay, it is done. And Lord, move on to the next step that you have for her. So Lord, I just speak not only a peace to her mind, but a peace to her body, Lord, even a protection to her body and all of this, Lord, that as we rest, our body heals. Many times, I remember last year the beginning of this year when Randy got COVID and he had made the comment that he had let himself get run down because he'd been so busy and he'd been working on some of his family's house and stuff. That, Lord, that I just speak of protection over Sylvia's body even, Lord, that as she walks through this, as she walks through this completion of this, Lord, that she will remain strong in her body, Lord, that she'll remain strong in her faith, that she'll remain strong in her strength, Lord, and that, Lord, that you just rejuvenate her body, Lord, rejuvenate her strength and her immune system and everything else, Lord, so that she will breeze through this in a supernatural way, Lord, and have a wonderful testimony at the end of it. Lord, I just speak encouragement to her and speak a blessing over her mind and her body and her schooling. And I thank you, Lord, for putting things in order for her. In Jesus' name, amen. You still with me?
Yes, amen. Yes. That's exactly what I needed.
Yeah, praise God.
And it was so funny. I got on the line and I fell asleep. And I kept jumping up. I put the alarm on so I could catch you. The alarm didn't go off, and I looked at it on the AM. I said, man, I'm really off. So I thank God I got in tonight.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did, too. Yeah, there's been a lot of people come in, two or three that have dropped off. And I've done that with Randy before because I'm not a night person. I really am not. And his program is so late, there's been times I've called in, you know, particularly on Wednesday nights and stuff, and had fell asleep on the line, you know, and always hoping, okay, I hope when he clicked on me, I wasn't snoring or something. But those 9 to 12 shows, it's like I try to listen once, you know, some, but I'm not good. I'm not good. I usually by 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm sound asleep here. So I'm glad I have one of the early shows.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you for praying for
You're
me.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome, and I'm glad you got in, and it was good to get to talk with you. So God bless you, and
awesome.
I just speak rest over you this week, girl.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay,
good night.
Good night.
All right. 984-251, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jeannie, and this is Shaquella calling from North Carolina. How are you?
Oh, hi, girl. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. How are you?
I'm good. And, yes, you are blessed. You absolutely are. All right, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Shaquella, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for, that teaching her how to rightly divide the word of truth, Lord, that we learn how to divide what is important. We learn how to separate what's important and what is trivial and really of not important, not only importance, but not valuable to us. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for teaching Shaquilla what is of great value and what really is just a time stealer. That will steal her time, use up her time, use up her energy, use up her brain cells. That's not necessarily beneficial to her. Lord, I thank you, Father, that as she learns from you to not only divide up but prioritize, and some things even to cut away, or that she's going to find a greater peace, that she is going to find a greater productivity in her life, even in the things that are and important for her. Lord, and I thank you for Shaquilla allowing you to lead her and guide her, Lord, to direct her steps. Shaquilla, I just keep getting that same thing about time stealers, things that would be, that really are not of great importance for your life, particularly that just the Lord helping you and showing you things that may be, like I said, are really more time stealers, and things that would maybe even steal of your finances and of your thoughts, you know, that's really in the big picture are not important. And God really directing your steps on the things that really do matter, that are bigger in the picture. And Lord, this is another one of those things that I have been through this myself so many times. God has been like, you know what, I didn't call you to do that, or you know, there are some things that we get involved in, and it seems like a good thing maybe, and it may even just seem like something to be fun, but it ends up just being something that uses up our time or uses up our resources or maybe steals time or steals even our energy that could be better used in other places. And it doesn't always mean that everything that's good for us doesn't always have to be work. I mean, God wants us to have fun and to do, he has playtime for us too, things that are relaxing and enjoyable, just good, wholesome other times. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for just helping Shaquilla, Lord, that you're going to help her to prioritize, and not just prioritize, Lord, but to know of what is beneficial to her life and what is not. And maybe things that, you know, sometimes we let people pressure us into committing to things that God didn't necessarily call us to, or it's not necessarily part of his plan, because people want us to do things sometimes. And it's not God behind it, or we might think, well, that's a good thing, I'll go ahead and do that. When maybe God's saying, you know what, I have other things for you to do, hon. And that's not part of your plan. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for directing Shaquilla's steps and working in her life, Lord, and that you have beautiful, wonderful plans for her, Lord, and things are unfolding. But, Lord, that you continue to keep her on the path that you have for her, Lord. And it's a path of blessing, and it's a path of good things and joys and laughter, and it's a path that's beneficial to her, Lord, and that she not be sidetracked even by the desires of others, Lord, if it's not your plan. Lord, some things can look good, but it might look like a good thing, but it's not necessarily a God thing. But, Lord, that all of your plans for Shaquilla are good. They're good, and they're beneficial, and will play into her future, Lord, and your plans and destiny and purpose for her. And, yes, it includes fun and enjoyment and good things, too. So I just bless her in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping her in every way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was right on. That was definitely right on. I just know that God always, you know, sometimes we think that we know, and, you know, some other people always put a bug in our ear, but at the end of the day, like you said, everything is not of God. So we just got to make sure, like, even though it may feel good and it may look like God, sometimes it's not. So
right.
I just thank God. I thank God.
Really, yeah. I think we've all been there at times. I know I have been. You know, to get tied up in things, and then, you know, God saying, you know what, I didn't really call you to do that, or, you know, God just helping us, because we can get so strung out in so many things, and some of it not really play into the big picture of what God has for us. So, praise God, you know, he's good, and he's merciful, and he's faithful, and he understands, you know, but he keeps redirecting our steps and redirecting our path so that, you know, so that we're walking in the plan that he has for us, and it's a blessed one, a blessed path.
Yes. Amen.
Right. Amen. God is good.
The truth.
All right. Well,
yes,
was there anything else you want to pray about, sweetie?
Well, I would like you to pray for my cousin. She's in a situation health-wise, and I want to lift her up in prayer. And also, like, what you on the line of what you was praying about, cutting away, I just want wisdom. I know that, you know, sometimes we have people in our life and we love them and, you know, we want to keep them around, but God is like, no, you just need to, you know, basically walk away from them or the situation. So I just want wisdom on how to do it, because I don't want to do it the wrong way. I want it to be God.
Sure.
So, yeah, just prayer for wisdom in that.
Yeah. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that, Lord, even as Lord, your word says that we would hear a voice behind it says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Lord, that as you direct Shaquilla's steps, Lord, that you also will give her the wisdom of how to do that. Lord, that you said, open our mouth and you will fill it, Lord, that you'll give her the right words. You'll give her the timing on things and the know-how, Lord, that she'll have that knowing in her heart. Lord, she'll have a peace in her heart and a knowing in her heart, Lord, of how to go about things, Lord, because we avoid strife, in every way, Lord. Our heart is always that even if we're to be separated, Lord, that things are done in a loving way, things are done in a peaceful way, Lord, so that it does not bring contention in any place or hurt feelings, that sort of thing, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for giving her wisdom and directing her steps in that. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for her cousin, Lord, that you would help her, Lord, in the things that she's going through in life, Lord, the difficulties. Father, that you would bring a peace to her heart, Lord, that you would draw her closer to you, Lord, that she will feel your comfort, that she will hear your voice, Lord, and that she will be very aware of your presence, God. Lord, that she will feel your nearness to her, and Lord, that she will also, Lord, that in the things that she goes through, Lord, that she will just feel your drawing to run to you, Lord, that you even put people in her life, Lord, that she can counsel with and talk with and even possibly mentors, Lord, that people that can encourage her in her walk with you and encourage her in the struggles of life, Lord, that she not be alone and that she know that she's not alone. And, Lord, that her little heart be encouraged and her little heart be comforted by you, God. I thank you, Lord, for protection around her and keeping her, Lord, and placing her in the right places at the right time to connect with those people, Lord, those ones that you have chosen to be a part of her life and to be a help to her and to strengthen her in her journey, God. We thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was so beautiful. I pray God continues to bless you, Gina, and takes you deeper and higher in him.
Thank you, sweetie. I receive it, and I thank you. I appreciate your prayers. Will you have a wonderful week, hon? God bless you too, hon.
And I will have a blessed week as well.
All righty. Good night. All right, 903-834. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Carrie Lacey. I'm calling from Overton, Texas.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie.
This is my first time.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for waiting, and I just appreciate you calling in tonight. Appreciate you being on the program, so. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Carrie. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for our heart, Lord, that desires more of you, a heart that it inquires of you, Lord. Father, that she has a heart that's reaching out. She has a heart, Lord, to know you even in a greater way and to see beyond where she has seen before. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the light of God shining around her life. Lord, for you revealing to her and unveiling. I almost see Carrie like an unveiling of like God unveiling things. You know, almost like when we almost like when we open a gift. You know, that unveiling of where things are revealed to us. That God's like unveiling things that you would begin to see, even how God has worked in your life in the past, that you would be able to see the times that God has protected you, that you didn't even know that God was protecting you, and the times that he has brought blessings into your life and has coordinated things in your life and has set you up for victory, has set you up for success when you didn't even realize it was God. He is so good in that way, and is so beautiful. Sometimes, you know, that saying, hindsight's 20/20, when we look back and we go, oh, my gosh, that was God all along. And I just see, it's like I see tears of joy in your eyes of realizing how much God loves you and how much he has been present in your life when you didn't even know it. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the tenderness in her heart, God. And Lord, you speak into her heart. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving her, for giving Carrie dreams from the Lord. And I don't know, Carrie, if you're prone to dreams. You know, some people tend to dream more than others. I don't know if you're prone to dreams, but it's like a sense, like the Lord giving you dreams in the night of him speaking with you through dreams. I know I am a dreamer. I started having dreams from the Lord when I was about 12 or 13 years old. And the first couple of times I knew it, but then I went through seasons in my life that I actually was having dreams for the Lord, but I didn't recognize it as dreams from the Lord. And finally, God made me to know some of the dreams became so detailed and so in color and just so, like I said, just so detailed that I realized that they were from the Lord. And I began to buy one or two books of different, you know, like James Gall's Dream Interpretation and Barbie Breath that has some really good, another really good book on, you know, like symbols and things. There are many times symbols that that will mean certain things. And God, he'll teach us individually so that we understand some of the symbolism, because the dreams really come in symbolism most of the time, the majority of the time. And then as we're able to interpret our own dreams and understanding the symbolism of the Lord, then we it really unfolds before us how much God is leading us. You know, God, the Lord, he'll show you things that sometimes gives us warning so that we avoid situations. Sometimes he'll reveal to us things that are going on so that we see kind of behind the curtain of what's really going to reveal truth to us. And sometimes just the Lord will reveal to us through dreams of how much he's been protecting us and how that he is there with us. But it's, dreams can be so, and they are so powerful, and God leads through them, and it's in those visuals you don't forget. I mean, you don't forget because you have a picture that goes with it. You know, we might forget what somebody says, but those pictures and the dreams, they really stick with us. So you might even, you know, begin to write your dreams down so that you don't forget them later. And then as God begins to teach you and you begin to learn to understand your dreams, then you've got those, you know, then sometimes you can even go back and read some of the dreams you had before and say, okay, that makes sense to me now. I understand it now. Because I've had dreams that before that would be really detailed, and I would think, I don't know what this means. And then after the fact, you know, like if it was a particular thing that was going to happen, then it might be a year later that I would look back and go, oh my gosh, I understand what that dream was now. I understand what God was saying. So I would suggest, I just sense God working with your life in dreams, talking to you that way, particularly as we learn more and more to hear his voice. Sometimes that's a way that he will work with us first, because during that time our mind is still and our mind is quiet, and he'll lead us in dreams. So I would suggest that you begin to write a lot of your dreams down, particularly if they're real detailed or like dreams in color, you know, if they seem like they might be, just write them down and just keep your little log book of your dreams, and ask the Lord about them. You know, ask the Lord, you know, to give you, to help you understand what he's trying to say through his, through the dreams. And like I said, Barbie Breathitt, James Gall, there are some others. Those are the two that come to mind right off the top of my head, you know, that really have some books that have some dream interpretation in them. But mostly God, like I said, mostly God leads us. So that's a beautiful gift, and it's so useful. God has helped me through dreams so many times. And Lord, I just speak a blessing. Lord, I speak a blessing over Carrie, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for her life and what you're doing in her life, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for revealing to her the things that you're trying to speak to her, Lord, and that this become an avenue for her of really hearing your voice and just that intimate, Lord, that intimate relationship with you, of you showing her things in the night, through night visions and night dreams. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, God bless you, honey. I am getting the prompt from the program that I'm going to have to log off. So I'm so glad
thank
I got
you
to
so
talk
much.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad I got
thank
to talk
you.
With you. And thank
and
you for calling in tonight. Hope you have a beautiful
thank
week.
You.
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
You too. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you too, sweetie. All right. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to get to everybody tonight. I'm completely out of time. I just speak a blessing over you, and may God just fill your heart this week. Answer your prayers and just have a wonderful, blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.